It's another very warm day across eastern New York and western New England. We had record-breaking warmth in some spots yesterday, and again, we are breaking some records today. Now, Albany did not break a record yesterday, though it was quite warm. Today, Albany did break the record set back in 2011. The previous record was 82 degrees, so it feels more like July, at least in terms of temperature across much of our area, but our dew points are running mainly in the 40s and 50s, so it's a mild day, but certainly we're not feeling much in the way of any mugginess. Now, it is a little bit cooler across the far north as some cool air is lingering right along the Canadian border, and it's that cooler weather theme that will overtake our entire area as a cold front sweeps through the region later tonight into the day tomorrow. So this will be the last day up around 80 for quite a while, but temperatures are still going to be near or even above seasonable levels for the remainder of the work week. Now, we are tracking that cold front that is working its way mainly through western New York this afternoon, so clouds will continue to roll in moving into tonight, and there is the chance for a shower and maybe even a couple of thunderstorms across the region. So you may hear a few rumbles of thunder and see a few flashes of lightning tonight as those showers come by. And it's possible that within a thunderstorm there may be at least a briefly gusty, damaging wind, though the threat does not appear to be exceptionally widespread coming up later today into tonight. And then by tomorrow, that front will push off to the east, so still we'll have some clouds in the morning, maybe even a couple of showers. And then as we go through the day, most areas will turn partly sunny, though clouds and showers may linger for a while, especially in portions of New England, moving into at least the early part of tomorrow afternoon before things will clear out. And then moving through the rest of the week, there's really no weather concerns at all. Temperatures will be near or above seasonable levels right through Friday, and we're not looking at any damp weather. So one thing we have to think about moving ahead is the potential for fire danger, as we have generally dry weather short of what's coming up tonight into tomorrow and relatively dry conditions. So keep that in mind for the rest of the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, mild, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers early, then becoming partly sunny, high 56 to 62. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, mild, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, with highs in the 50s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, mild, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers through early afternoon, becoming partly sunny late with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers or a thunderstorm, mild, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers early, then becoming partly sunny, high 58 to 64. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 50s to around 60, and on Friday, mostly sunny, with a high around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.